Hey everybody, welcome to CAGcast number 45, special Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, only 3 days late, but we have a good reason, and I think we could all hear it as soon as you open your mouth.
Open my yap.
Yeah, you sound like you're full of snot.
I have literally contracted some sort of otaku fever from the Tokyo Game Show.
See, I think it came from New York, because I was sick last week, and Mrs. Wombat was sick over the weekend, and probably some of your visitors who came in probably brought it with them.
Oh, maybe. I'm not used to these foreign germs. We'll get into all that later.
Yeah, foreign germs.
Yeah.
Because,
people would consider me a foreign germ here. But in case this is your first time listening to the show, I'm your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And, of course, we have the very popular and famous Wombat in New York City.
Join the WLA.
Yeah, this WLA stuff, what's going on with that?
It's the Wombat Liberation Army. It's an elite task force bound to overthrow Cobra. Wait, no, that's G.I. Joe.
Right.
It's just a group of CAGs who are fans of myself and the show who decided to organize themselves in a way.
Be silly in a harmless way.
In a harmless way, and I personally think it's great, and I don't think, I hope they keep it up, because I think it's great. I think it's very funny and amusing.
You would.
Of course I would. But no, it's very cool. They do have an actual manifesto, which is relatively lengthy. We'll play it at the end of the show.
It's an audio format.
An audio format sent by the leader of the WLA. Yes. So... Who is that? That would be Scobie. When it isn't me, I guess I would be the ipso facto fearless leader.
We'll tack that on at the end of the show, so those who aren't interested can just stop listening at that point.
Yes, and free bandanas for all. Yes. Huzzah!
I got an email from my mom yesterday. It's Mrs. Chibi's birthday's coming up, so she wanted to know what some birthday present suggestions were. And at the end of the email, it said, P.S. that WLA stuff is starting to scare me. So, stop scaring Cheapy Mom, and something like that.
It's all in good fun, and there's nothing wrong with some good fun,
good-natured, clean fun.
Good-natured competition.
Fair enough.
Yes, we're taking you down.
We got some feedback from it's actually from a few shows ago, and I thought I would read it because it was maybe something I need to work on. Here it goes, a little something like this. Hi there, I like listening to your show, and I was interested in the discussion about the gay character in Enchanted Arms. True, it's way over the top and pretty offensive, but I was also interested in the host's comments and was glad to hear both of you having a positive attitude about the whole issue. However, I was really disappointed to hear you describe something lame as being so gay in the very next Gagcast is how he referred to it, which is a whole another joke. But this is a total put down, and if you're really as gay positive as you said you were in Gagcast 42, I don't think you would have ever used the term. So please do your gay friendly listeners and your gay friend a favor and think about what the term really implies and don't use it. It's just plain offensive. Keep up the good work, Planet Express. Now, I'm pretty sure he's referring to me in this, because that's a very bad habit that I've gotten into throughout the years, calling something gay. So, Wombat, I am tasking you with keeping me in check.
Oh, that means I have to pay attention now to these shows?
Now you have to actually listen to the show.
But I was watching TV.
Right, well, now you must listen.
No, fine.
Okay, so yes, I wrote the guy back, and I sort of said, yeah, it's a bad habit I've had for a long time, and I understand where it's coming from. And that it's not the gag cast. It's the gag cast, which is, there it is. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to talk, obviously. This show will be dedicated for Tokyo Game Show.
So far, I have to say this show's gotten pretty gay.
Okay. Let's do our contest drawing for the week. Of course, you know, we're giving away.
Oh, yeah,
away
we're
these,
giving away the thingamabobber with the stuff
the Japanese
now.
Trinkets. I haven't sent out the one last week because I've had some stuff going on. But,
you were
maybe
too
I'll wait
busy
till I get to
eating ramen noodles. Six. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to talk about my whole weekend, but let's do the contest drawing first. We had 138 entries, so Wombat, why don't you pick a number from 1 to 138?
That's
Hello?
Me thinking. Yeah, I'm here.
What was that?
Eight.
Eight?
Eight.
All right. The winner is Baz.
Baz.
Baz, you are the winner. You will get your choice of either a Nintendo sound figure.
Oh, that's cool.
A Namco sound figure.
No, not
Or
as,
a
not
Phoenix
as good.
Wright figure that doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, who the hell would want that?
It sounds
then?
Like this. But it is good. So you let me know via private message and give me your address, of course, and we'll get that out to you.
Right I want
away.
That one.
Yes, and of course, I cannot guarantee. I do not know what you will get. It's all sort of random, blind packaged in a box.
Very nice.
So, yeah. On to the Tokyo Game Show, perhaps?
Yes, Tokyo Game Show.
Okay, so of course, you know, Tokyo Game Show was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of last week, Friday being the press day. Press Industry Day, Saturday and Sunday being open to the public. Now, I only went to the show on Friday because, and I'll tell you why in a few moments, but it's just way too packed, and there was no way. It was way packed on the press day, which didn't bode well for the open to the public day. But we'll get into that in a minute. So the first thing that they had during the show was, of course, the Sony keynote address. And unlike last year where I didn't even know where it was going to be held, and I just, you know, I basically got there late and I was standing way, way in the back, like next to the door. This year I thought I'd leave early, try to get a seat maybe, but
of course...
Did
you get to sit in that bleacher section up in the balcony where the two old Muppets sit?
There is no bleacher section, but I know who you're referring to. Stadler and
Waldorf
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I get on the train, of course, and the first thing that I see on the train at 9 o'clock in the morning is two guys drinking beer, which is two Japanese guys, which I thought was good and actually a precursor to how the day would end up for me anyway.
Mm.
So I get there. I get to the press conference at around maybe 10 minutes before it starts, and I don't get a seat, but I get to stand in the first row in the back. So that was at least an improvement over last year. Unfortunately, this address, or keynote as it's called, was maybe the most boring speech I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I heard it was like a bad college lecture.
It was, the topic was like PS3 and the next generation of entertainment, but the guy is talking about, I mean, it was barely any PS3. It was unbelievably boring. It was funny because, like, they switched translators in the middle. Like, it was a guy doing it, like, for the first half. And then all of a sudden, it's a woman talking. And I could only assume that the first translator passed out during it. But I don't know. It was awful. And they didn't even show any video or anything until the very end. But I actually, after an hour of standing there, I couldn't take it anymore, and I'm like, screw this, I'm out of here, and I'd left. And, of course, I missed the only interesting parts of the presentation, which is when they announced the PS3, the core system, I guess you'd call it. I don't know.
The PS3 base.
The PS3 base system, price drop in Japan only.
I know, are we sure it's going to be Japan only? Is it still going to be full price here in the States?
Yes, that's what all signs are pointing to. So that's now
awful.
It's about $420 in Japan. They haven't announced any price drop for the other one, and there is no set price for the high-end one in Japan. It's up to the retailers to choose a price. So that should be pretty freaking interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I'm just assuming that, like...
And don't forget the other thing, that both consoles now both have HDMI ports in them.
Right, and both consoles have HDMI ports, right.
So now they're essentially the same thing, just one has a bigger hard drive than the other.
No. The other one doesn't have, the cheaper one doesn't have wireless.
Oh.
And it doesn't have the memory card readers. The, like, the, what do you call those? The, like, the it can't read different card formats. Yeah.
Oh, like an SD card thing for pictures and stuff.
I'm pretty sure that's an add-on for the cheaper one.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I'm glad that you're here.
Right, and they also showed an Africa video at the end, which I didn't see.
Africa?
The game. There's a game called Africa. Did you know that?
I fight the rains down in Africa.
Yeah, I know. I love Toto too, but it's different. If it had Toto in the game, I'd be probably a lot more interested.
Yeah.
So I left after an hour.
It's nothing that million men or more would never do.
Okay, enough. I'm going to have to make you sniff some milk or something as a punishment.
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You quit your job.
I quit my job.
And now you have a new job.
A new job. Start tomorrow.
What's your new job? Do you want to say what your new job is?
It's media sales.
Media sales.
Very similar to talent agency stuff, we think. We hope.
We hope. We hope it involves no dairy products whatsoever.
No, but my knowledge of video games was helpful in my interviews.
It was.
It was. It actually came into play.
It's becoming big business.
It is big business. So we'll find out.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank
you very
much.
How did your boss take it? Did she say, oh no, who's going to sniff my milk now?
You know, we never spoke.
You never spoke? What'd you do? How'd you quit?
It's this wonderful new technology. I figured if it's good enough for Radio Shack, it's good enough for me. Via email.
What do you mean if it's good enough for Radio Shack?
You didn't hear that Radio Shack let go of like 6,000 employees via email?
Oh, nice. So you just emailed her and you said, I'm not coming to work anymore?
Pretty much.
Did she write you back?
No.
That's great. Oh, you're the best.
Thanks.
Okay. Where
were we? I didn't realize I hadn't told you that much yet.
No, you can tell me anything.
I know. Yeah, no, I emailed in my, I don't want to come in anymore. Yeah.
My nose is tired. So, well, congratulations. Yep. I hope this next one works out better for you.
Me too, damn it.
Yeah, couldn't be worse, I guess.
That last job was just gay.
Oh, hey.
Oh, I did it again.
Stop it. Now I'm going to get in trouble. I'm being good. It's Wombat.
Yes.
Take it up with a WLA. Okay. So I leave the Sony press conference. I figure I'll get a jump on the PS3 stuff because I knew the PS3 booth was just going to be packed. I mean, it didn't take a rocket science to figure that out. That PS3 was going to be the story of the show, you know, being in Japan and all. So I make a beeline right for the PS3 booth, and it's already packed. So I'm like, oh, God, I'm not going to be able to play anything. But I notice in the back of the booth, they have this little roped-off area where they have about 6 or 7 or 8 different games that are just all right next to each other, and there's only like 2 people online to get into this area, and it looks like you can play almost all these games. So I get on that line. It's only, you know, like I said, I'm like almost next in line, and sure enough, I'm in, and I'm getting to play a bunch of stuff. So the first thing I get to play is Coded Arms.
How is it?
I almost said it was gay, but I'm not going to say that.
It's
very
not
unimpressive.
Good. Really?
Yes. Well, it seems like a pretty generic first-person shooter at this point. It's choppy. It doesn't control well. I don't think anyone was really anticipating that game at this point anyway, but and
is
I'm
that
sure
the one
it's
made,
far
from that's, is that the one made by Incog? Or am I making
Konami.
Oh, that's made by Konami. Okay, never mind.
Resistance.
I'm thinking of other games.
Now, before we start talking about all these
shooters are
right
melding together for me.
Right. Before we start talking about all these different games, I'm going to cover my ass and say, of course, these games are not finished yet, and you know, so take everything you hear with a grain of salt. You know, I don't want to get emails saying how come blank and blank is how come you don't like it. You're biased, etc., etc. But this game, I don't think anyone could agree at this point that this game seemed to be impressive. So I wanted to get off that one as soon as possible and try to play something else, like Devil May Cry 4.
Ooh, did you play Devil May Cry 4?
I did play that.
How was it?
I kept watching the guy next. It was right next to me. So as soon as that guy left, I just jumped. I just threw down the Coded Arms controller and jumped over there. Well, first of all, they also had a separate Devil May Cry booth. Did you see any pictures of that?
No, I don't use the internet.
Yeah. You haven't figured that out yet?
No, I haven't quite figured that out.
The booth was very cool. They had a separate, like, the Capcom booth. They had it like set up very a gothic style area with, like, it was very dark and like
That's all
fake
fantastic
brick.
stuff. How was the game?
The game is sort of unimpressive as well at this point. It's not breaking any barriers in the Devil May Cry series. It
How
seemed
does it
very
look?
similar. It looks okay. It looks sort of like what you would expect it to look like, slightly better looking.
I remember playing Devil May Cry for the PS2 when it first came out and thinking it was the greatest game ever made.
Well, I love Devil May Cry. I
Remember
played.
how amazing it was? I had never seen anything like that in my life when that game first came out.
Right. Well, they got a way to go, I think, on this one yet. It doesn't look that smooth. I noticed like a bunch of the PS3 games that I saw, and maybe it's just because they have you standing so close to these big monitors, but the stuff looks, kind of jaggy, some of it. And this was one of the games that sort of looked like that. My biggest complaint was the way that Dante jumped. He jumps like super fast, and it seems like it would be pretty hard to control during like some
He
platforming
wasn't
type.
even supposed to be there today.
Yeah, it's groan at the Clerks reference.
On,
So
Dante and
Dante, yeah,
it was
I got you.
almost
Actually, it's
clever.
probably not even Dante anymore. I'm sure
It's
that it's like a new character, right? I don't
It's
know. They just like to
Randall.
mix it. Right. Well, whoever the guy is, whatever. It's Devil May Cry. I don't think it's going to,
Devil May Cry 4, Punch Porch Monkey Forever.
Porch Monkey Forever. I haven't
It's
even
in
given that
Clerks
one.
too. Yeah, it's
No, I haven't seen that.
yeah. That's because it's not out in
Well,
your country.
I wasn't blown away. Let's just put it this way. I wasn't blown away by Devil May Cry 4. It may have potential. Who knows? I'm sure it's not coming out for a long time anyway. So, there it is. Okay.
I did
After
play the.
that,
Did you play the Fear demo for the 360?
Yeah, let's wait till we get to the Xbox 360
I
stuff.
was gonna
We'll
say
talk
'cause that
about
sucked too. I just want to go in there, before
that.
we get into how much the PS3 demo sucked, we will complain about how much Xbox 360 demo sucked also. Okay,
Okay, well,
continue.
we're going to talk about we got a lot to talk
I
about
could just
Xbox
feel people
360 stuff.
fuming as we start,
Right, you want to piss off everybody, PS3 people.
Exactly. We're not gonna just rag on the PS3. Okay, now go ahead.
Come out unscathed since they really didn't have, they only had third party presence at the show.
Exactly.
Okay. From there I moved on to Virtua Fighter 5. Now they had all the Virtua 5 kiosks had the Virtua Fighter joystick set up as well that you could play with. So
Oh,
that was
that's
sort of
nice.
nice. That one, it looked good. No online play though.
At all?
At all.
Ever?
Ever, from what
Ever.
I'm understanding. That's what I'm
So
hearing.
that game will never be online.
That game will, I mean, it's I
Why
don't know
is it
what exactly is going to be online for
so
the PS3.
hard to make a good fighter online?
What I've read so far is that the developers really don't know how the PS3 online is going to work yet. So that it's going to be tough for a lot of them to get it working.
How do they not know what does that
I don't know.
mean? Not know how it works.
Looks good. The game looks good. It plays well. If you like Virtua Fighter, I can't imagine that you would be disappointed. I'm sure it's exactly like the arcade game, but no online.
I was gonna say, but if you want to play with your friends, make sure they live within walking distance.
Yes, but it looked good. You could see like the nipples on the characters looked very good. On the
Well,
male characters,
that's oh wow, male nipples.
male nipples
You
looked
really
very
took that
good.
letter hard, didn't you?
Yes, I am now gay. The sweat, it looked good. What can I say? A lot of the PS3 games, I'm going to say that the PS3 games at this show, graphically speaking, looked better than the Xbox 360 games looked last year at Tokyo Game Show.
Ah, there you go. That's a
For the
good,
most part. And we'll get into some of those games. I'm sort of going in order in the actual real time of my day at Tokyo Game Show. So
It's
we'll get into
very,
some of
very
those better
exciting.
looking games. After that, I picked up Virtua Tennis 3.
And
That one I was disappointed in, and I'll tell you why.
because it's
This is
Pong and 1080p.
well, that's the reason. I mean, this is supposed to be one of the few games running in 1080p, and it didn't overly impress me. It didn't. I couldn't say as soon as I saw it, I wasn't like, "Whoa, this is 1080p." I mean, It didn't look graphically superior to any of the games that weren't running in 1080p. You know, once again, maybe because I'm standing so close to the screen, it looked a little jaggy. But I'm a big Virtua Tennis fan. Oh, and there's no online play. They've announced that already.
Who's making these games?
I'm sure the Xbox 360 version will have online play, though.
I'm sure it will. Everything on and on the 360.
Right.
According to Major Nelson's rankings of the top 10 Xbox Live games, Oblivion is always in the top 5. Everything's online for this.
Well, you know how that works,
I know,
but
I hate that. Nothing bothers me more than that, by the way.
so you know, it is what it is. The crowd in Virtua, you know, I was hoping that the crowd might look a little better. They seem sort of static. But if you're a Virtua Tennis fan, I can't imagine you'd be disappointed. But the fact that it was in 1080p and didn't, you know, blow me away, was a little bit of a letdown. And of course, there's no online play. If the 360 version can get online play and have four different people at four different locations playing a doubles match, that would be hot.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool.
If they could do it with Uno, they could do it with Virtua Tennis.
Right. Okay, next after that, I played the Mobile Suit Gundam game.
Why? Lose a bet?
Because it was there. That game was pretty bad. The videos of the game that they like show, they showed like some videos like in the Sony booth and stuff. The videos make the game look really awesome because, you know, you're controlling a giant robot and there's like a pretty good sense of scale, but actually handling the Gundam, like, it was really hard to like it was really hard to hit anything with your light sword and to shoot things. It was really hard. The best part about it was the booth babe standing next to me, who was like, I guess, in charge of that game. Every time I blew something up, she would clap.
That's awesome. Does she come with the game?
She's right. Did you come with the car? Do you
Oh,
come with the car?
you.
Oh, you. So yeah, that's a yeah, forget about that one.
That would be cool.
Okay.
They should make a something on a game where you could just have like someone in the corner, and every time you kill something, they clap and cheer for you.
Right.
Yay.
Okay.
That'd be
In
cool.
terms of the game, okay, oh, there's one other game I played. So
Okay.
after that, I think that was all the ones that I saw sort of in that section. So after that, I went to the Resistance Fall of Man booth. They had a separate booth
Okay.
set up sort of in the back, with like sort of looked like a bombed out building, I guess you'd call it.
I
And they
really
had
don't
two
care
different
about these big sets. I don't know. Is it really worth the money to build these
It looked
big?
expensive. Let's put it this way.
I mean, is the game good?
Well, here's how they had the booth set up. They had two different lines. You could either wait on the single player line or the online play line. And I chose the line that had the least amount of people on it. And that happened to be the online play line. So, got into there after waiting maybe 15, 20 minutes. I get into there and they show you like a video about sort of the story and how to play, and of course, it's all in Japanese, so I, you know, it didn't really help me much. And then they take you into another room and you get to play. There's one team as the aliens and one team as the humans. And it's some sort of team-based game where they have these tubes set up and you I guess you shoot the tubes to turn them to your color and you know. Overall, the game was very unimpressive. It seems another generic first-person shooter.
Not the great game that Sony wants to release.
No, I didn't. It didn't seem that much improved from E3. The level that they showed was different than the one at E3, but
Is this going to
the
be a
control.
launch title?
I think so. I think it's one of the launch titles. I guess obviously it'll have online play. I thought I read somewhere that it's supposed to take advantage of the tilt in the controller,
Oh, nothing.
but I didn't sense that when I was playing it. But maybe that's why I had such a hard time controlling it. But
Maybe.
I don't know. But it did not seem like, you know, it did not seem like a high-end first-person shooter to me.
That sucks.
It didn't seem any better or worse than the Fear demo
Yeah, and
on the
that was
360.
a big disappointment for
So
me.
that was a little bit of a disappointment, especially since I waited online to play it. Now let's talk about some of the other games that they had there that I didn't get to play, but I stood and I watched for a little while. One of the games that I think that I've often said that the 360 needed in the Japan launch was a Railfan, which is a train simulating game.
Oh, they had one?
They had one for PS3, and it looks really good. Like it looks so good that if you're one of these train nerds in Japan, that you would have no problem laying out $600 for the machine just to play this game. That's how good it looks. Apparently, they've taken like live action video of like the environments on the train lines, and it looks totally real. I
Do
mean,
you get to
it's
shoot anybody?
no, it looks very boring if you're not a train nerd. You just drive a train.
Do I get to create my own train character?
I don't think so. I think you just drive a train. But
Oh.
I think there's a market for that here.
I guess so. What about things
Okay.
that our listeners care about? Anything else,
Oh,
though?
right. Metal Gear Solid 4, they didn't have any they just had a trailer. And you should have seen like the people the amount of people just waiting to watch that trailer, or actually watching the trailer. Trailer looks very good. Did you watch it?
Nope.
I'm not the biggest Metal Gear Solid fan, but I was definitely impressed by the trailer. They actually showed some gameplay in the trailer this time.
Oh, that's cool.
It looks good. It looks good.
I just never got into the game. It's too
It's very
long.
confusing, the story and all
Yeah.
that, but it does look very good, and you do have reason to be excited if you're a Metal Gear Solid fan.
No,
I mean,
if you like that, if that's your favorite game, I hope that it's that the new one is the best one ever made. It's just not for me.
right. Okay. Gran Turismo HD.
Is it now? What is it now? Now the disc really, you open the box and it's empty.
The rumor is that you're gonna have to download everything and pay for everything. I don't know. Does anyone really need to play Gran Turismo 4 in high definition?
No.
I don't think so. It doesn't even look that great. I mean, I don't think it really looks any better than Project Gotham 3. I mean, I don't think it does look better than Project Gotham 3 or probably Forza at this point. So,
Yeah,
I don't know. That's sort of a letdown. I don't even know. They had like all these They had a lot of Gran Turismo presents at the booth. Not only did they have your normal kiosk, they had the ones where you can actually get into like a car, like a fake car body, and use the use a steering wheel and stuff.
I could do
But
that
no.
too. It's called driving a car.
Right. In 1080p. Even better than 1080p.
It's better. It's 3D, man.
Right. So, all right, what else we got? You know what looked good and surprised me?
Who? What?
Genji.
What? Who? Benji
Genji.
the dog?
Benji looked good.
Genji, huh?
Genji looks a lot better than E3.
That's cool.
Yeah, that game, I know it's the big joke with the giant crabs. There were no
Yeah.
crabs on display in the level that they showed, but it was sort of like a lush forest. Game looks really pretty. This is one of the games that, at this time last year, the Xbox 360 didn't have anything that looked like this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And
I
same
do.
with like with a game like Lair.
Yeah.
You know with that you familiar with that
That
game?
game, yeah, I mentioned that to you yesterday. We were
That's
talking
the
about
dragon
games. That's
game.
the game of the
You
dragons. I like
and you use the
dragons,
you
so.
use the tilt controller. That game looked pretty good. I'm sure like a lot of these games are not going to be out for a long time, but this shows some promise.
No, that's all I
All
need.
right.
You know what? And to be perfectly honest, it's not like we're going to be able to find one of these machines in the next
No.
6 months anyway.
No.
So,
Ridge
go,
Racers.
yeah.
Ridge Racers. Yeah, it looked good. Layer, I watched some guy play it, and that, had a lot of hype around it. I guess it was getting a lot of attention. Looked really good. What else? Ridge Racer 7, big deal. It's
I'm not even going to finish.
Ridge Racer. The cars are sliding around the track just like you'd expect. Sort of, I'm not too interested in that one, but I don't know if you're a Ridge Racer fan,
I just like the Pac-Man car.
you know exactly what you're getting. You're
The
getting Ridge Racer.
Pac-Man car.
Eye of Judgment, you know what that one is? That's the card game where
Yeah, the thing in the yeah.
it's got the camera with the cards. That game, they had it on display. They had like a lot of demonstrations going. That game will probably do really well in Japan because
I was gonna say
those.
that's huge there though, in the arcades with the
In the
cards
arcades,
and the
they have all these
table.
card-based games. Yeah, where you put your cards on like a table and it senses the card. That could be pretty big in Japan.
For those who don't know what we're talking about, they have these arcade games in Japan where you take your deck of cards and you put the card on the table, and the table reads the card, and on the
Yeah.
screen it shows graphically action.
They have all different kinds of games like that. They have sports games like that. They have, you know, your robot games, your fantasy type games. You know, those will be. I predict that'll be big in Japan, and I
Yeah.
don't think that's too much of a reach to say that.
And Mattel just released their own version of that for to plug into your TV.
Oh, well, that's exciting.
Yeah, with X-Men characters. I just saw a commercial for it. You swipe your Wolverine card and it turns into like a 2D fighter that probably only
Right.
has two buttons. But
Oh, man.
yeah, I thought that
Right.
was kind of
Sounds
silly.
awesome.
Yeah. Hey,
What else we got?
it's out there.
Motor Storm, you know, that's like your off-road racing game. Graphically looked, you know, looked good. Looked like a
Cool.
good racing game, which there seems to be a lot of good-looking racing games, I guess, you know,
Buy
between the
me Bone
360.
Storm or go to hell.
Right. Unknown Realms looked really good. Looked
Okay.
sort of this looks like sort of the PS3's cameo, I guess you would say, but looks better.
Did you download the fan pack for Cameo?
What, the cameo? No.
The Cameo fan skins? It's pretty cool. Shout out to
Right.
MC Bacon who won for his Pummelweed.
What is it?
It's
What does the fan pack do?
oh, they had this contest where fans got to design their own skins for
Right.
Cameo,
Right.
and the winners got put on Xbox Live to download and change the characters into these new
Oh,
skins.
in the game you
In
can
the
change the
game,
skin.
yeah, and they're free.
Okay.
So it's kind of cool, actually. Some of them are pretty funny.
Okay. What else we got? Oh, we got White Knight's Story, which is getting a lot of hype.
Yeah, I
White
watched a
Knight's.
little bit of that before we
That looks
started.
pretty cool as far as role, you know, as far as RPGs go. It looks like it's taking sort of a different angle. Like it's a little. It looks like the combat's a little more interactive than your standard RPG. At least,
Which I always
yeah.
prefer.
Yeah, that one looks like it's got a lot of promise. You know, I don't think we're going to be seeing it at launch, but.
No, but that's okay.
And what else did we have that they had on the that I actually saw on the show floor? Flow, which is like a sort of a.
Not to be confused with Ant Flow.
No, it's like, who? I don't even know what that is.
Don't know.
It's like a puzzle game, I guess, like the Geometry Wars of the. Or like the Rez combined with Geometry Wars for the PS3. You can actually download that and play that on your PC. So you don't even. Who cares what I think? It's going to look exactly the same, I'm sure, on your
Wonderful.
PC. It's the graphically, it's not an impressive game. It's a simple, like arcade type. It's going to be like their Xbox Live arcade
Gotcha.
thingy.
Although we don't
And
know what
what
their
else? I don't know. I
thingy is
think
going to
that's
be.
about it. I'm probably forgetting stuff, but I'm
Eh,
literally sweating right now.
that's
So
gross.
I think it's time to move on to.
The
So after the
360?
PS3 booth, it was around 12 o'clock, and I was just like, already the show was getting to be very annoying because there were so many people there, and it was starting to smell, and it was hot. So I went to go get some lunch, and the lines were pretty long. So instead of getting lunch, I got beer because the beer line was short.
Really? That
So,
surprises me.
but the beer line was short.
Yeah.
Well, it was like a separate line. You could get like a beer and like a
Gotcha.
sandwich. So I just, instead of getting the sandwich, I got the beer, drank the beer, walked around a little bit more, and then it was time for the Sakaguchi press conference, which was held in a hotel, and that was where he is showing off his two Xbox 360 role-playing games, Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey.
How'd they look?
They looked like. If you're into RPGs, you would like these games. Blue Odyssey is the sort of anime-styled one.
Okay, I was gonna say, are they very Final Fantasy type role playing or?
Well, like I said, Blue Odyssey is the one that's got the more anime cartoon look to it. And Lost Odyssey has sort of the darker, gritty look to it.
How's the combat? What kind of combat? Real
They
time,
looked
turn
very
based?
well. The combat in Blue Odyssey looks very similar to Final Fantasy.
Okay.
All the characters seem to, you know, attack with these blue dragons. Believe it or not,
That's crazy
the
talk.
game is called Blue Dragon, so it's very similar to like the summoning that goes on in the Final Fantasy series. It also plays this very strange Japanese rock while these battles are going on, which
Okay.
is could get very annoying. I could see that getting annoying very quickly. Don't know if that will be in the US version, but it looks like it'll appeal to a Japanese audience. The combat in Lost Odyssey is different in that it has a more cinematic look to it. So like they showed off like him fighting this big machine, and depending on where he was in the battle, the guy would do different things. Like at one point, he ran up the side of the machine and then started attacking its weak point for massive damage, and so on. So they look good. It looks like if you're an RPG fan, then you'll like these games, and if you're not an RPG fan, then they probably won't change your mind any. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that though.
So I'm in the press conference and, watching Sakaguchi play these games, and Brian Ashcraft from Kotaku comes and sits down next to me, shows up a little late, and immediately starts, like, he says hi to me, he recognizes me. I'm pretty easy to pick out in a crowd. Sits down next to me and starts blogging the show and, diligently working, and, spoke to him for a little bit. And after that, they handed out some little Blue Dragon figures, which is very exciting. And
Did you
then
get
we
one?
walked back to the PS3 hall together to see if we could try to play some more stuff.
I want a
But
blue
at this
dragon
point,
figure.
what's that?
I want a blue dragon figure.
Yeah, go on eBay.
Thanks.
I'm sure you'll see. I have one. I got one.
Bet you did.
So we go back
Yes.
to the PS to the. To the
PS3 hall.
PS3
Yeah.
booth, and he's going to meet up with some other Kotaku peeps, and so I come with him. And then we're hearing that there's a big PS3 event that's going on off-site somewhere. So we decide to try to get in on that, even though I wasn't invited, and I don't think they were either. But we notice that all these we see a lot of, like, well-known gaming industry people, like, sort of assembled in, like, the back of the PS3 booth, like,
I
like Kevin
see.
Pereira and
Ah.
Jeff Keighley.
Did you say hi?
No,
You didn't
no.
go up and say, "Hey, how's it going, Kevin
Right, it's me,
Pereira?"
GBD.
GVD, you know.
You know me.
GVD.
So we started hanging out there, and as I'm there, I see Christopher Grant from Joystick waiting online for the Resistance booth. And he's, I talked to him for a little bit, and then I see Vlad Cole from the other Joystick head honcho.
Yes. Is he back
Back where?
at
Yes, he's back
Joystick?
working. Yes, he's back working for
He's
Joystick.
finished with his sabbatical?
He is finished. He was actually working for Micro. He was interning for Microsoft in
Yes.
Washington.
I know.
He knew that, so he's
I knew that.
back. So we decide that we're going to try to check out with this PS3 thing, and so we start walking with the crowd. They start leading this big crowd of game industry people somewhere. We start walking with them, and we find out that they're actually taking everybody back to Tokyo. Back to Tokyo. Actually, the game show is not in Tokyo. It's, like, pretty far from Tokyo,
Yeah.
even though it's called the Tokyo Game Show.
That's
So
not right.
they're getting people onto buses and going back into the city. But I kind of wanted to go to this Microsoft community party that was at the Tokyo Game Show. So after walking and seeing what was going on, Vlad and I decide that we're just going to stay back and not go.
So what was the,
So
so you don't even know what they were going to?
we do. They were going to the Tokyo headquarters in Ginza.
Okay.
And they were going to see a bunch of stuff, and they got to see, like, the PS3 interface and stuff like that. And it turns out, like, we definitely should have went to that, because the Microsoft party was brutally unentertaining.
Well, that's not
But
fun.
getting ahead of ourselves, so we
Yes.
go back. Instead, we go back to the 360 booth and we check out some of that stuff. Me and Vlad head over there. All right, so. Hold on, I'm calling up my list of Xbox 360 titles so I know I have a frame of reference.
Okay.
Compared to the PS3 booth, it's not nearly as crowded. There are people there, of course, but clearly it's all about the
Would
PS3
you
at
say
the Tokyo Game
that
Show.
the Japanese press and the Japanese gamers are at least willing to try the demos of the 360 games if they're like kind of just, oh, they're the if they're there.
They're definitely interested in Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey.
Okay, but that's
Probably
it.
more so Blue Dragon, because it has that whole anime look to it.
Yeah.
They had a theater that you could wait online and watch the videos and watch some gameplay or something. And
Okay.
there were people waiting, and it seemed like, there was interest. There wasn't tumbleweeds blowing by, but it wasn't butts to nuts like the PS3 booth. You know what I'm saying?
I think so, but I'm not gonna use
Okay.
the G word.
The G word? All right. Okay. Good. Good
Yeah.
man. Good man.
There.
Okay. Oh, I forgot to mention Armored Core for PS3, which
Oh,
looks
how
like it
was that?
has. Yeah, I didn't see where you could play it. I only watched get to watch some videos. It looks good. Looks like it's got potential. You know,
You
unlike Clone
stop the
Hounds.
show in the middle, you put the thing on the, you hit the brakes in the show to go, ee! Oh, I forgot to mention Armored Core.
Right.
Looks
Sorry.
good.
Right. Sorry about that. But you know, it doesn't. I don't know. It looks good. We'll see. It's all about the online play. If it's got online play, then I'm interested. If not, then I am not.
All right, what's next?
Okay. Xbox 360.
Yes, what'd you play?
Some of the bigger games. Lost Planet, they had the online multiplayer.
Oh, how is it?
They were demoing that. Looks good. Looks really good.
I like that demo from E3 a lot, so.
The demo from E3, yeah. They didn't The demo was just single player that you could download. This is now multiplayer. It looks like a game has a lot of potential. It looks like there's also a lot of interest from the Japanese people there. That was a game that people were waiting online
Well,
to
it is
play.
made by Capcom. They're
Yeah.
familiar with the Japanese market.
So Lost Planet looks like one of the highlights for the 360 booth. There wasn't a lot of great stuff at the 360 booth, I'm gonna have
Well,
to say.
like we mentioned, I mean, played Fusion Frenzy, which I found to be boring in about 4 seconds.
Really? 'Cause I thought that game had potential online.
No, not even a little.
No, I mean it's got 40 different games
Yeah, it's
and
you know
online
what?
play.
It's you can play very similar types of games with like Marble Blast.
I guess so.
Same
And you
kind of
only get four
crap.
players in there.
It's the same kind of crap. I mean, it's kind of boring. At least let me create my own character.
Yeah. Well, that's on Xbox Live Marketplace if you want to download the demo and see for yourself.
Yeah, I found it to be really, really kind of boring.
The other role-playing game that's getting some attention is the Trusty Bell,
Okay.
which is the Chopin role-playing game. The game
Oh,
that's
okay.
supposed the one
Yeah.
that's supposed to take place inside Chopin's head, I
Yes.
think. That
The
game looks pretty
composer.
cool. Like the an it's got an anime style to it, and it really looks like you're playing an anime. Like when you're walking around, when you're not fighting and you're sort of walking around the town,
How's the
looks very.
music?
Looks very sharp. The music is supposed to be all mostly Chopin.
No.
They hired a, you know, like a famous Japanese pianist and Chopin. Yeah. So that looks kind of cool.
Cool.
I played the WWE SmackDown Raw 2007, which seemed pretty boring to me.
Is wrestling big in Japan? American
Yes.
wrestling? American WWE
I don't know about
wrestling?
American wrestling, but it's they
I
do
know that
follow it.
wrestling's big. I'm just saying, yeah, it's the
Yeah.
WWE wrestling.
Right. What else? They had a lot of table tennis on display because that's just coming out in Japan now.
Okay.
Big deal. Big deal there. What are some of the other ones? Gears of War was not there on the show floor. They did have a press event on Saturday that where you could watch them play it. Microsoft
Ooh.
canceled. Microsoft set up four appointments for me on Saturday, and then like 2 days before, they canceled all of them.
Really?
Yeah, which is why I didn't even bother going to the show on Saturday.
Douchebags.
So I missed it was Gears of War, Viva Pinata, Xbox Live Arcade, and
Is it wrong that
God,
I'm
what was the
interested
other
in
one?
Viva Pinata?
I don't know, that game doesn't do it for me at all.
I like
I don't
Animal
know. I'm predicting
Crossing
that one
and.
to be a failure.
It
I don't
might
know.
be. I mean, who knows?
Download the actual cartoon, you know they have a cartoon
I
tie-in.
watched it.
Even that didn't look that great.
Yeah, it looks
I mean, they
okay.
look good technically, but
No,
maybe because I'm old.
I know what you mean. But you did also download the Fear demo and that blue chunks.
I don't think it blew. I mean, I'm a sucker for the slowdown matrix move type situation.
Yeah, and I mean there was it's just you know what it is, there was nothing original about it at all. It didn't look like a next gen game, and at some points I even found it to be choppy.
Yeah. And you know what the biggest problem is going to be? The online, obviously the online can't have the slowdown feature.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all it's got going for it. But you know, that and like the little tiny cutscenes with, you know, like a kid
All I have to say is that
laughing.
I think we've reached the point. Now, this is coming from someone who's played a lot of first-person shooters and enjoys a good first-person shooter just as much as anybody. I do. I really do.
Right.
But I think we've hit the wall, people.
It's really difficult to differentiate.
Yeah, not only that, I have yet to see a first-person shooter come out or coming out that seems to be worth $60.
Halo 3.
Is that yeah. really it? Is that really the... And is it because it's going to be great, or is it just because it's Halo 3?
It'll probably be great.
You think so?
I'm sure they'll make sure it's great. I'm sure they've been working on it for a long time. The online mode in Halo 2 is so good.
I don't know if the single player is like the single player of Halo 2, I'll be very disappointed. I got very bored with it very quickly.
You make a good point, though. It's getting harder and harder for a first-person shooter to differentiate itself at this point.
I mean, don't ask me what they need. I mean, I could probably think of some ideas, but, you know.
Half-Life 2. That looks good. I downloaded the trailer.
Yeah, but
they didn't have it there.
That's not new.
Right. I know. Well, it'll be new for me.
It'll be new for
me. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I need something.
Gears of War, it's a third-person shooter. That's looking good. They didn't have it on the show floor for... I think it's because it's too gory or something, or it's just not... I don't know. Maybe it's not the type of game that's going to appeal to a Japanese audience.
Gotcha. But
yeah, and they had some Xbox. They had a lot of Xbox Live Arcade stuff on display. They had Totem Ball on display, but it broke while we were trying to play it, so we didn't get to try that.
Isn't that supposed to be out now?
It's supposed to be. It'd probably be out this Wednesday, I bet.
You think so?
Yeah, it'll probably be the release for this Wednesday.
If you say so.
Let's see. What else did they have on the show floor? Oh, Dead or Alive, Extreme Volleyball.
Now, which game has better nipples?
I don't know if they have nipples. I think Virtua Fighter has better male nipples than. I don't think they have nipples in that one.
Gotcha.
But you know what? The graphics were so good on the regular Xbox version, it doesn't look that much better on 360 at this point.
Well, it doesn't.
So I played all the different. They have like a lot of different mini games. They have like the regular volleyball. They have the jet ski. They have the one where you're going ass to ass with the two girls going ass to ass trying to knock each other into the pool. And they had the one where you jump on the little rafts. Neither of them were all that exciting. I don't know.
Sounds more exciting than Fusion Frenzy.
You know what? I don't know. I may differ with you there on that.
Yeah. Rolling around in a giant metal ball.
Well, they have all different 40 different games, and if they get the Xbox Live going, and that
it's a glorified arcade game, and I hate it.
Well, maybe it'll be.
I hate the put on extreme selectable characters. Guys named Chaz and Tad with their thumbs up in the still when you pick them. Let's go.
Right.
I hate.
They had
that.
Tenchu. Oh, they had Tenchu on the floor too.
Yeah, the demo was downloadable and not in this country.
Right. It looks okay. It doesn't look great. I don't know. I'm talking graphically. I'm sure that, you know, Tenchu is one of those games where you either love it or hate it for the most part because it can be pretty frustrating.
The first one is still a great game.
It's coming out soon, though, I think, in Japan. I think it's coming out real soon.
Can you do the thing still where you can, like, disguise yourself to look like other characters?
I think so. That was cool. Sure. What else do they have? I don't know. That's sort of all they had. They didn't have... The Xbox booth was, you know, besides the RPGs, the three big RPGs they had, everything else, you know, I guess they maybe tailored it more to a Japanese audience. So, I don't know. No Winning 11. I don't know. A little bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, well.
So.
It's always next year.
Okay. So, after that happened, before we went to the Xbox 360 booth, I grabbed another beer.
So you were drunk at the 360 booth?
Nah, I wasn't drunk. I only had two beers.
Oh, okay.
So after that, you know, the show was closing. It was 5 o'clock. And you know what's interesting? When the show closes, they line up all the booth babes in front of each booth.
Okay. And
just like to say goodbye, I guess.
Oh, I thought you could slap them on the butt on the way out.
I don't know. I will say one thing for the Xbox 360 booth. Booth babes were really nice. They wore these little white short shorts and these like cut-off sweatshirt tops and big boot and like white cowboy boots. It's pretty good. I like a lot.
Sounds fun.
Right. Okay. So after that, Vlad and I head over to the Microsoft community party, which was right after the show, and it was at a hotel nearby. Now, the first thing that I notice when we walk in, my eyes drift over to the bar, and I see two drinks available on the bar: iced tea and orange juice.
It was a dry event, as they say.
It was a dry event.
Yeah.
At which point, I turned to Vlad and I said, "Why didn't we go to the Sony event?" I'm assuming they had alcohol at the Sony event.
You never know.
I would imagine that they pull up. The Xbox Live party reeked of where we almost give up in Japan. Like, let's not spend too much money
on this.
Did
they have food?
They had food, which was okay, but the sushi they had was like vegetable sushi.
Oh.
You know? It was pretty weak. I barely even ate anything.
That is kind of sad.
But I did get to meet Major Nelson.
Oh, how is he?
He was nice. He, like, you know, he said that he sort of, like I sounded familiar, like cheap-ass gamer, but kind of said, you know, I don't know. I sort of sensed, like, a little bit of a blow-off, but I was hanging out with the joystick crew.
The CAGcast, I've heard of that before. Excuse me, I have to go be Major Nelson somewhere else now. I heard that there's actually 7 Major Nelsons, and they go to different. They all do different events.
Right. So,
like
that,
Ronald,
you know,
McDonald.
Yeah, that was sort of disappointing. I mean, he was nice and all. He was polite, but you know, he didn't. He wasn't like, "Oh, I'm a big fan of the CAGcast," but I did meet someone who was.
And who was
that? Are you familiar with the Gamer Score blog?
I'll say yes.
No, you're lying. This is a blog put up by like the Microsoft PR and like community employees.
Oh, that's cool.
So I met John Porcaro there, and I'm looking at his title right now. He's the Senior Group Manager of Online Community and Communications. So I met him, and he's like, I have the CAGcast on my Zune right now.
That's awesome.
So that was pretty cool.
Now I have a new website I had to frequent on a regular basis.
Right. So that was nice, and I got to meet, like, Tony Hines and a couple of other people.
You know that Electronics Boutique and GameStop are going to be selling the Zune.
Oh, they are?
Yep.
Well, that's interesting.
They also may start selling Zens and Rios. Anything
yeah,
that isn't
surprised.
Apple, but they're definitely going to start selling the Zune.
Yeah, I'm not surprised they want to expand their product.
Yeah.
So while it was nice to meet those guys, the fact that there was no alcohol there was a real downer. But I'm hanging out with the whole Joystick Posse. It's Vlad, Chris, you know, who was the guest on our show,
mm-hmm.
and young Ross Miller, who is like their Cub reporter.
Exciting. Is that the guy? Is he like the guy who took over for the guy who got fired?
No. No. I don't think so. So we hung out there for a while, and the whole time I'm complaining about how there's no alcohol. Oh, and I ran into Ashcraft again, and he actually blogged on Kotaku how I was complaining that there was no alcohol. They did have like some Xbox Live Arcade games that were not available to play anywhere else there. So, like, they had, you know, they had Ms. Pac-Man, they had Contra and Super Contra that you could play. Man, Contra really looks aged at this point.
You know what? That's a little angry wombat sidetrack here. I've had enough. I've had enough with old games on the Live Arcade. It was a year ago, probably, well, not that long ago, but, you know, 6-7 months ago, I was complaining that there wasn't enough on Xbox Live Arcade. And then they said, oh, well, you know, Wombat complained too much. Let's just start releasing old games on the Xbox Live. I take it back.
Right.
I take back my
Gallagher.
I don't need these old crap-ass games. I love Contra. I played Contra to death. You know what? I don't need it on my 360. When you're not putting out new original material as another option.
Yeah, even they didn't have Luminous Avail, which was a downer.
Yeah, well,
they couldn't play that, but you know, but they had like Russian Attack and Track and Field.
Yeah, exactly. And whatever, I'm supposed to spend $5 to play Track and Field on my $400 console.
Yi R Kung Fu they had you could play.
Yeah, I'm done.
A lot of stuff that
I'm
looks
done with
really
the
dated.
arcade. I'm done
It looks
with.
like you don't want to pay $5 for these
I
games. That's
will
what they look
not.
like.
I refuse, and I want everyone to join me in never, ever, ever buying some rehashed classic for $5 on the Xbox 360 again.
All right.
Just
Maybe you
stop.
can spread your gospel through the
I
WLA.
want, yes, definitely a WLA mandate. No more, no Contra.
Boycott.
Boycott it. Unless they want to put it in a compilation of five games for $5 and do it
Yep.
every now and again, that would be
Yes.
cool. But
Yes.
one game for $5 and
It's
no something new
ridiculous.
and original to give me the choice there. You want me to spend $10 on something new and original that looks unique and fun?
Right.
I'm there. $5 to play a game that I played to death when I was eight?
Yeah. And it you remember it being a lot better than it is
Of
now.
course you do.
You know what I'm saying?
Ugh. Ah. Grr.
Yeah, angry wombat.
Ah.
Sorry,
Yeah.
I'm choking to
That's
death
okay.
over here.
I was gurring.
Okay.
Yes.
So, oh, and we also met some we met these two guys from the army who are or shit, some part of the armed forces. At the Microsoft event, and I, of course, I don't have their cards in front of me, but they were really nice, and they gave me this token, this like commemorative coin, ComNav for Japan Intelligence. I thought that was really nice.
Do they listen to the show?
They didn't know about it, but they know about it now.
Well, there you
And
go.
apparently, now we know who's buying the 360s in Japan. It's the Americans on the army bases here. These
That
guys
makes
said that like when
sense.
the 360 came out, there were lines at like the army stores. Which makes a lot of
Yeah, it
sense
does
so
make a
they,
lot of
cuz they
sense.
can communicate with their friends back home.
Yeah.
So, that's pretty cool.
That is
Nice to
cool.
meet those guys. And we met
Yes,
some dude
thank
from New
you.
Zealand too. Okay.
All right.
After that, it became the quest for alcohol because we were like at this point, this
You were
party was
getting
a
the
real
shakes.
letdown. Right. So, we go to get on the train, and of course, before we get on the train, we stop off at the convenience store, and it's 1 liter beers for everybody, and you can see the picture of us toasting on the platform. And of course, I bought another half a liter just in case I finished the liter on the train, which I did.
Of course you did.
So after that, we go to Roppongi. It's like now, like 9 o'clock. And we go to Roppongi. I'm pretty much drunk already at this point. After a liter and a half, and not much dinner. So we go to Roppongi to meet up with Mrs. Cheapy and some of the Bloomberg posse. And I take the joystick guys with me. We go to a bar. We drink more beer. Young Ross looks like he's about to die, and he's like passing out in the corner, and maybe throwing up in the bathroom. That's unconfirmed at this point. And then after a couple hours of drinking, we head over to get some ramen, a little late night ramen. This ramen place is really cool in Roppongi. It's every spot is set up like an individual stall, so you
Like a
sit and you
bathroom
have like
stall?
dividers next to you. It's just really weird. It's a very weird thing.
So it's like for eating alone?
It's like if you're drunk and you show up there, you can just sort of like focus on your ramen and not have to worry about any outside distractions.
Okay then.
And Vlad went through like he got his ramen and then he ordered like two orders of it after he ate his ramen, he ordered two orders of additional noodles and then ate Mrs. Chifi's leftovers.
It's a big appetite.
Yes,
Yeah, a little
he's
bit.
yes.
What kind of ramen did you get?
They only have one kind there. It's like the white broth.
Oh.
It was really good though. And then
No
after
meat?
that we
No meat?
No, they have pork in there.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm asking.
So after that we said our goodbyes. They went back to Shinjuku and went back home. And then Saturday I didn't go to the show, but
I
we
know it's
met up.
Japan, but when I'm drunk, the last thing I want is soup.
Yeah, but it's got a lot of noodles. It's very hearty. It's good.
Okay, you
Don't
know,
knock it until you try it.
I'm. It's not greasy or fried enough for me.
It is. It's very greasy
It's
and has
not.
a lot of fat and it's salty.
I'll
It
take a
works very well.
cheeseburger and
This is the
fries.
equivalent of like,
You're
like a
telling me that
greasy
when you're
breakfast.
drunk, you'd rather have ramen than a cheeseburger and fries. Fries with cheese on them.
Maybe. It's really good. Don't knock. All I'm saying is don't knock it until you try it.
But don't tell me it's better than a cheeseburger and fries.
I like it. The same.
You're such a liar. Liar! Anyway, yes.
So the next day, I did not go to the show, which was a good thing, because I heard it was, you know, it was like three times as crowded as the day before, and I saw pictures. It looked terrible. You know, they got almost 200,000 people over the 3 days at Tokyo Game Show.
That's a lot of people.
Compare that to E3, which gets maybe like 70 or so thousand over the 3 days. I think 70,000. I hope I didn't make that up. Anyway, so Saturday night we met up with the Joystick Posse again. This time we went to Shibuya, and I took them to a Kushiage restaurant, which is like skewers, deep-fried skewers,
okay,
and grilled skewers.
There you go, deep-fried.
Yes, there you go. So we did that, drank. Oh, and also, and I forgot to mention that Chris's significant other was there as well. Big shout out to Aaron. So we had a lot of good food, a lot of drink, and then we had, you know, your almost mandatory karaoke session afterwards, which was very fun for several hours.
What did you sing?
I sang all my staples. At this point, I go enough that like I have these songs, same songs that I do. So I did Honesty by Billy Joel.
Mm-hmm.
I did Bungle in the Jungle by Jethro Tull.
Yes.
Which I do very well.
I'm sure you do.
I pat myself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I did Paint It Black, Rolling Stones,
uh-huh,
and the Grease Megamix, which includes a medley of songs from Grease.
Wow.
Needless to say, I got pretty drunk and managed to piss off Mrs. Cheapy D by passing out in the cab on the way home, or sleeping in the cab on the way home.
Yeah.
She doesn't like when I do that because it's a long trip back for us. We're on the other side of town. But the Joystick guys had a good time, were sufficiently drunk. I was glad I didn't have to go to the show the next day. And then it turned out that on Sunday and Monday night, Chris and his girlfriend, Aaron, stayed with us in the Shay Cheapy.
Very
stayed
nice.
Stayed in our guest room, and I took him to Akihabara the next day. And we went out for dinner. It was fun. Good times.
All right. Is that it?
I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah,
to pass out.
You rambled for an hour there, too.
Oh,
I'm almost impressed.
I know.
So all in all, this year's Tokyo Game Show, A, B, C, thumbs down.
Well, we're going to do some CAG bag in a minute. We have some Tokyo Game Show CAG bag.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you mentioned
overall, that. You know, like, I was pretty... Maybe it was just me, but I had, like, as soon as I got there and, like, I saw how crowded it was going to be, I don't know. It just, like, I had a bad attitude, like, almost immediately. I mean, it literally drove me to drink after, like, a couple hours of being there. So, and there should be a good picture of me feeding a life-size replica of C-3PO, of feeding him a beer on the show floor. So we have to, I don't know, I think Vlad has a picture of that. We'll have to get that.
I'll have to find it somewhere, yes.
But I don't know. It's just way too many people. You know, people. E3 got like a bum rap of saying of being like the place where you know, it's not it's the exact opposite of an ideal place for people to try out games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, imagine a place even worse, and that's Tokyo Game Show. I think, you know, the people who come from the United States like it more because they get to come to Tokyo.
Do you think that things like the Xbox 360 with the ability to download demos, and if they could set that up on the PS3, that within the next couple of years, something like a Tokyo Game Show won't even be necessary?
Be obsolete. Yeah, I mean, yes, I do. I mean, I would, you know, honestly, I'd much rather play this stuff at home. I can sit on my couch. I'm not standing, you know, less than a foot away from a, you know, a very large television.
But no one claps.
I can have ideal playing conditions.
No one claps.
What's that?
No one claps.
No one claps. Yeah, Mrs. Chibi doesn't clap. She yells at me because I suck.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Beautiful. You want to move on to the CAG bag?
Let's do some CAG bag.
CAG bag TGS.
Oh, and I have to read them because I didn't even...
No, you didn't even say that. I have no idea what they say.
Okay.
And none of them are to me anyway, so go for it.
Right.
I'm going to take a nap.
Chakrana, Chacrana asks, the booth babes, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how are the bitches this year? I don't like to call them bitches, first of all, but on a scale of 1 to 10, 14.
Wow.
By far the best part of the show. I mean, Way better than E3. Way more booth babes than E3.
How much for a lap dance?
No lap dances,
Then
but
what's the point? Next question.
I got to use some bad Japanese on one of them, trying to get some table tennis stickers.
Fair enough. Did you get the
I'm
stickers?
like, I already bought that. I'm trying to tell them like I already bought the game. Like, give me a sticker. I don't need. They wanted to make you like play the game before you can get
Oh.
the sticker. And I'm like, I already have. I'm trying to explain that I already have it, but okay. Frisky Tatuki has a bunch of like of your typical questions here. Best worst game of the show. I don't know. I don't want to answer that one.
I
I'll tell you
don't.
the most surprising game was Genji because it looked good. You know, it looked like I'd be interested to play it.
Did you play what is that game? What's the game? The underwater Capcom BioShock?
Oh, the 2K
Yeah,
games,
2K. Yeah,
BioShock. No,
2K.
I don't think they had
Why
that
do I
there. I
keep
didn't
thinking
see
that's
that
a
there.
Capcom game? Because it looks like something they'd make.
Know.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
don't know.
think so.
Yeah, whatever.
Most surprising game, I say Genji, and you know, most disappointing game, I'm gonna say Devil May Cry 4. I don't know. I guess I had maybe high expectations, but you know what? You got to keep in mind, like all this stuff, it's like a clusterfuck. I mean, the games aren't done. You know, people are judging games that are months away from coming out. So you got to take all this stuff with a grain of salt. Best trailer, definitely Metal Gear Solid 4. Best and worst booth. The best, you know what the best booth was? The Phoenix Wright booth. They set up a courtroom.
Objection.
So they had like the jury's box, and they had the DSs in the jury box, and
Were they
you could
giving out
play there.
action figures that don't speak?
No, but
Oh.
that looked really cool. I didn't want to wait online though to. I didn't know if it was going to be in English or not, but it probably was. Best worst console showing by games. I guess you got to go by with the PS3 just because they had so much stuff and it was clearly you know the story of the show. And he wants to know what's up with Africa. I don't know. That's a really good question. It's a damn good question. It looks like a tech demo at this point, but I guess there's a game in there somewhere. Let's see. What's his other question? How is the show different from E3? How is the atmosphere different? And how are the people that attend different from what you've seen at E3? It's way too many people. You know, people complain how E3 is too crowded. This is just even worse.
And
And the
considering that,
atmosphere.
yeah, you don't even like people to begin with, so.
Yeah, it's a smellier atmosphere. Yeah, I don't. I really don't.
I know.
Rock Solid Audio asks, tell me you played Earth Defense Force 360, and if not, tell me you're going back to do so. No, I didn't. And no, obviously, I'm not going back at this point. But his real question is if the Japanese TARD system price drop intrigues me to buy one any more than it did before. I don't know. Like, I don't want to buy. I don't want to get the TARD system. Who wants to get the TARD system? You know, it's not even upgradable. At least the 360 one, you can add
Yeah.
stuff on. And I did not play Flow as he asked, and I didn't play it because you can download it on the computer. So what's the point?
I don't know.
It's the
It's
same freaking game.
yes.
Ricochet wants to know what's the overall impression of the crowd in regards to the 360. Seems a bit much to bank on two games, Blue Dragon and Lost Odyssey, to suddenly lift Microsoft out of its slump in Japan. But it looks like the interest is pretty decent. Yes, I agree. It's people are interested, but I don't know if they're interested enough to buy the machine. I guess we'll have to sort of wait and see on that one. Maybe the cheaper core system and those games will maybe convince some people. Yeah. And Michael Vortego wants to know what was the best snack or drink served at the event, and the answer is
Beer.
Kirin Ichiban. That
The
is the answer. Oh my God.
answer to and the cause and answer to all of life's problems.
Right.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is, guys. The Tokyo Game Show.
Okay,
I'm going
I
back to
think you need
bed.
as I said, I think you need to lie down.
I am. I'm
Okay,
going
and
right back to bed.
stay tuned for an important message from the WLA.
Yeah, once again. Oh, and one thing that Major Nelson said that he expected this week's what do they call that? Bringing It Home? Is that their name for like their content download? Expect this week's to be better than last week's.
Yeah, better be.
He said big stuff this week, which
No.
to me means Halo 3 in of some maybe a gameplay video.
Woohoo.
Or a Gears of War demo, even though they said there wasn't going to be
Okay.
one.
Let me say something to you, Mr. Nelson, if you're
Yes.
listening. If you can't play it, it's not news.
I disagree.
No, if I can't play it, I don't care.
I like watching the trailer.
Yeah, I can watch it on my computer. It doesn't take 3 hours to download. If I can't play it, I don't care about it to download on my 360. If it doesn't add to a game I currently have or is a new game, I do
It's
not
not available on the
care.
PC.
It'll
You
be
know what was
available on
interesting,
the
by the
PC.
way? I thought that they
It'll
should
be on
add,
YouTube in like 5 minutes.
or already is on YouTube,
Or it already,
maybe.
exactly.
I
So again, I reiterate, if I can't play it, I don't care.
have an idea for the Xbox Marketplace.
What?
Maybe, and I think this is a great idea, and I'm giving this up for free to Microsoft. They should let you, through Xbox.com, queue up the content that you want to download through the website. So if I'm on the, so let me browse through all the available content on the website. Have me logged in on their website through my Xbox Live account. Select what I want to download, and then when I turn my 360 on, it'll download that stuff automatically.
Yeah, I guess that would be okay.
'Cause it gets to be a little confusing navigating through everything.
Sometimes.
And sometimes you know, stuff slips through the cracks. But sitting at the computer, it's, you know, a little quicker and easier 'cause you're using a mouse and stuff. I like that idea. Make it
Okay, I think
happen.
you submitted in writing.
Now, bedtime.
Okay, you go to bed. Stay tuned for
Thanks for
important.
listening.
Yes.
Thanks for hanging in there, guys.
Stay
Next
tuned,
week.
WLA, for taking
Next week.
over.
What's mine called? Don't I have one too?
Yeah, I think yours is called the Cheapy Assault something G
I know it's
something.
the initials are CAG.
Yeah.
Cheapy. Oh
Cheapy,
shit, I
I don't
forgot.
know.
How embarrassing.
I know, it's sad. That's because mine's better than yours.
Okay. I'm very happy that you have that you get some positive feedback.
I need some. You
I don't
don't
want to I want to give you the glory.
give me any positive reinforcement.
Right.
You're abusive.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks.
Fellow CAGs, it is with the spirit of camaraderie and goodwill that I humbly announce the emergence of the Wombat Liberation Army. We are the proud and devoted supporters of Wombat, and we are Legion. If we were superlicious babes instead of a bunch of McGriddle-eating nerds, we would buy Wombat thongs from the CAG swag store for ourselves, and that would be pretty hot. Instead, we have organized in reaction to many alarming developments leading to the oppression of Wombat, among them the infamous 40th episode of the CAG Cast, the cruel and unusual working conditions. Sniffing half and half is no fit way to make a living. And the bizarre canine ass plague contracted by his lovable dog Zelda. Our manifesto is simple: to show our appreciation of Wombat's unique comedic talents, to form a solidarity block against anti-Wombatism here and abroad, and to help cement Wombat's position as a legitimate voice in video game journalism. Our list of demands is clear. We demand an environment where one can sink over 200 hours into oblivion and not be mocked for it. We demand recognition of the legitimacy of Master Chiefs with purple helmets. We demand that CheapyD send Wombat some cool Japan-only Nintendo trinkets. We demand full press credentials so that Wombat may attend and report on regional gaming media events. And more importantly, we demand that game publishers send free review copies to Wombat now, or at least starting with the Wii launch. We also demand that this transmission be aired on the next CAGcast. I encourage all fans of Wombat to post in the thread in the off-topic forum entitled Enlist in the Wombat Liberation Army as a show of support, and also to adopt or modify or create your own WLA avatar and signature banner. Let us rise up from the shadows and stand united in support of Wombat. Alone we are voiceless. Together, we shall be heard. Viva la Wombat! SCOBY out.
So the peoples will become petrified with fear, like rabbits in front of a boa constrictor. Individuals may have the heart of a rabbit, but not peoples.
A sober and objective examination of the international situation will reveal that the world is faced with a choice between peaceful coexistence and war. There is no other alternative.